Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read a few verses from the Bible. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 to 5. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, "Clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together." I'm no lover of airports, but I do love flying. Having flown to many parts of the world, I've always been amazed at the huge expanse of mountainous areas, and was not surprised to discover that mountains form nearly a quarter of the world's land surface. Very often I've flown over them for hours on end, and as I peer out of the window, I imagine the way of life for the people who live there. Mountains are beautiful, but they must make travel incredibly complicated for the people who have them as their home. In today's dramatic reading, we hear that our mighty God can flatten the mountains and fill in the valleys. What Isaiah is telling us is that we should never put a limit on what God can do. However mountainous our problems may be, God can blast a path through them. That should come as a great encouragement to all of us, because we are probably all confronting some situations which we feel could never be solved. Humanly speaking, we cannot imagine a way of overcoming them, but God looks at things in a very different way. Today's verses are probably most familiar to us from the New Testament, where we hear them in connection with John the Baptist. He fulfilled this prophecy when he came as a voice in the wilderness, preparing the way for the coming of Jesus, the Saviour of the world. Jesus' life, death and resurrection brought a complete transformation to human history. Only by God becoming man in Jesus could the mountainous problems of sin and death be overcome. The problems were, humanly speaking, insurmountable, but Jesus won the greatest victory of all time through his death upon the cross. Truly, we should never put a limit on what God can do. Let me pray with you. Dear Father God, help our confidence in you to grow day by day. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.